part. All right, guys, we're going to do two more stories, then we're going to take a short break. Mr. Sawyer, happy East.
All right, guys, I've played a lot of RPGs in my time. I was a late bloomer, didn't really pick it up until college. But I've been trying this new one as about 6 months ago. It's called OKCupid. I can take down demons, dragons, trolls, any monster you throw at me. But OKCupid is a very difficult system. I did Match.com for a while, but it was a little imbalanced and the villains were too strong, so... but... The important, there's one important ingredient when it comes to playing an RPG, as we all know, and that would be your character sheet. So I'm now going to read for you, hoping I'm not going to regret this, my character sheet in OKCupid. All right. That's why ice cream stores don't just sell chocolate and vanilla. Every once in a while, someone walks in and orders butter pecan. That's a quote, actually, from one of my favorite Justice League graphic novels called Identity Crisis. I'm sure you're tired of seeing the... oh, just wait. I'm sure you're tired of seeing the infamous hard to talk about myself on these things, but let's be honest, you don't want to come off like a tool. So here's a list of things about me, and maybe I'm what you're looking for, smiley face. I like a dorky girl who's completely comfortable with herself. I love comic books, movies, and anything with a sense of adventure. Fiction's always more exciting. I want to travel someday and just see everything the world has to offer. I want to be a film actor more than anything. You know, a solid career. I host a geeky podcast called OC Dweeb, giving you all the need-to-knows in the geeky Chicago area of Chicago. Your heart be still, I know. I'm a Catholic, born and raised. Gotta believe in something bigger than what's in front of you. It doesn't help that I'm making fun of myself. Okay. I will do anything for my friends because that's what friends should do. My superpower is patience. I have an obscene amount of it, but I hulk out every now and then, tongue out emoticon. I have a weird love for the Wizard of Oz, no judging. I'm secretly Batman, don't tell anyone. I come from a family of 5 kids and nearly 22 cousins who gather together when they can and have taught me so much more than I know. I want a big family of my own one day, but I don't want to rush into that bit. I cry at cheesy things, hand to God. I'm ridiculously awkward, but some find it endearing. Lastly, I came to this site because I'm genuinely looking for a nice girl, for someone that I can love and support, and someone who shows me the same. I end up chasing after the wrong girls, and I know that it has helped me find the right ones. Recognizing what I don't want... I should proofread my stuff before I put it on a public domain. Recognizing what I don't want has helped me recognize what I do. If you're a girl with a big heart, then hopefully mine can match it. Now that I apparently that was the end of that thought. Now that I've gabbed about myself, I would like to hear from you. So write me a line. Let me know if you'd like to get coffee something. Maybe we'd hit it off. We'll skip ahead too, because I'm probably short on time. First things people usually notice about me. Bear in mind, I have not touched this since I made it about 6 months back. I'm very outgoing and talkative. People don't believe me that I can be shy at first because my dynamic personality normally outweighs that once I get comfortable. My sincerity is typically followed by my loyalty. I stick by my friends for better or for worse. We can skip over books and television because let's be honest. Things I could never do without. Sadly, I'm addicted to technology. My phone, computer, tablet, TV, internet. Sounds stupid, but I love staying very active with all the things that they have to offer. Above all things, I think I would be nothing without faith. Not just religious, but belief in something that's bigger than what's in front of me. Chance and hope are what keep me going. Saving the best for last, my family, both by blood and by bond. Those who I share DNA with, and those who are so close, they could be like brothers and sisters. I spend a lot of time thinking about, hard to pick one thing, my mind wanders like a child. I'd say the biggest things I've always going over my head is a good story idea. I love writing for anything and everything. Screenplays, sketches, films, and even comic books at a time. I'm a huge geek if you haven't picked up on that yet. So I'm always considering some sort of nerdy outlet in my brain. I will skip right down here. Message me if you are fun, dorky, goofy, smart, funny, or any kind of interesting. I really like a girl who's comfortable with who she is and knows what she wants. However, I know we have all of our insecurities, so However, I know we all have insecurities, so if you would like to meet me, don't hesitate. You got nothing to lose. Smiley face. Parentheses, don't let my nerddom scare you off. Also have the power to turn invisible once a day. All right. And that's my profile.
Thanks, dude. I'll say this about OkCupid. Oh, yeah.
We'd like the full version.
Yeah. I'll post the link on the podcast site for people who want to read more. OkCupid is really dangerous, I feel like, from a comedy standpoint, because every time I'm on there, I want to make the really easy joke that looking for dates is like looking for a job, because OkCupid makes it so easy. Like, I would love to do an experiment where I send out one resume a day and one message a day and see who gets back to me with the promising answer first. I really don't know. I wonder how it would go.
This is going to be a really depressing day.
A month. 6 months.
Years.
And,